We now come to the important aspect of motivation in the classroom. Both you and I, we have been in classrooms where sometimes we have been more motivated by teachers and sometimes less motivated by teachers. How can we be successful in our work motivating students? What we do is we try our best. Obviously, there's no clear and absolute answer for this question here. We do know, however, teachers can make positive contributions to student motivation to learn in the classroom if students actually enjoy coming to our class. Of course, this is not that simple. I have taught classes, and no doubt you have taught classes, where, especially in the adolescent age or at the upper secondary school level age, where it's very, very difficult to motivate students because they're blocked in some way. There's a very high affective filter, in the words of Stephen Krashen. However, there are some things that we can try to do as best we can. One is motivating students into the lesson. That means that the opening stages of a lesson, the remarks that teachers make about forthcoming activities, can lead to higher levels of interest. So, putting to words, write on the board what you're planning to do that lesson, and perhaps this will help in students knowing where you're doing, what you're going to do, when and where. Of course, then there's varying the activities, tasks and materials. Students are reassured by the existence of classroom routines they can depend on. However, lessons that always consist of the same routine and pattern can lead to a decrease in attention and an increase in boredom. So without a doubt, varying the activities, tasks and materials can help to avoid this. And nowadays there is so much available on the internet for teachers of languages that there is no excuse really for not being able to vary our material. Using cooperative strategies and not only competitive ones. Cooperative learning activities are those in which students must work together in order to complete a task or solve a problem. And such activities have been found to increase the self-confidence of students, including weak ones, because every participant in a cooperative task has an important role to play. However, competitive activities can also be useful where there's some kind of race to do something. These can also be fun, but obviously they need to be used sparingly, and you need to keep in mind the student who comes last, especially if it's the same student who comes last often. Importantly, your and my task as a language teacher is ensuring a sense of success. And this means that if we're working with a text of some kind or some kind of task, then we have done pre-text or pre-task activity so that our students, when they're actually doing the task, they feel it's a task that they can succeed in. So this is our responsibility as teachers, to ensure a sense of success.